Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing? We're talking about the post-pandemic conference that we took place for all the world leaders and what they discussed and what they came up with. We're also going to be talking about President Obama's approval rate and how he's doing. Congress's job performance. They're doing a terrible job, you would say. And we will also talk about the Middle East and the soon coming war.
You're listening to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson. Just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does. And
warning, America. Warning, America's habit forming. Status habit forming. The truth carefully.
Get more information at AmericanWarning.com. That's AmericanWarning.com.
Welcome to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio. Listen as we talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ to the earth to destroy his enemies and set up his long-awaited kingdom. Tonight we will talk about end-time prophecy and what God says will happen in his word. Stay tuned for an amazing show. You're listening to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show today. My name is Phil Armstrong, and for the next 50-60 minutes, we're going to be talking about Copenhagen and the Obama administration's approval rating, and also Congress, and how they're doing, and how they did this year. We're also going to be talking about the Middle East, and it seems as if Iran is not cooperating, and you know that was going to come and continue to come out at fast pace. So let us begin by talking about the Christmas holidays and how it's going for everybody so far. I hope it's going good. It's going good for me. The United States is still superpower. Just like Thanksgiving, I think we should be praying and be thankful for what we have as a nation, even on Christmas. Christmas, of course, is no longer, and it has not been for a while, Jesus' death. It's that far. Now, Jesus was not born on or in December. We know that, but Jesus I'm pretty sure God is okay with the fact that we are celebrating a day, but every day should be the day that we celebrate Jesus' birth. Not only Jesus' birth, but his resurrection, and that he is still alive, and he sits on the throne right now, interceding between man and God, the Father. And he is our advocate, and he is our prince, and he is our king, and he is our priest, and he is our Lord. The United States is on its last leg, and the deficit, they have just cleared the deficit, the cap. They are saying that, oh, by the way, you can now spend an extra $1 trillion. Of course, I made that mistake on purpose. They want to lift the cap so they can spend more, so we can make more room for this health care bill. So the health care bill can pass. That draconian bill, who knows what's in it, bill that no one still reads. And we supposed to just lay down and say, yes, boss, go ahead and you represent us. You're for the people, by the people, and you represent the people. As if they really have our interests. You see Hillary Clinton over there in Copenhagen. This must get done. We must do this. We must slap taxes on our corporations to shut them down because I hate America. Now, Hillary Clinton never did that. Bless her heart. But for the first time in my life, love America. Who said that? Yes, you're right, first place.
For the first time, I think I love him.
For the first time, you're the running president? Does he know that? Or is he over in Copenhagen signing us away too? We gotta get a deal. If we don't cut this deal, if we don't cut this, all this threatening here. If we don't cut this deal, if we don't get $700 billion from the taxpayers, I'm gonna shut down, we're gonna force martial law. We're going to shut down and we're going to kill off the senators and the congressmen.
You might as well just say that.
Now, are we uprising against the government if we bring up these issues?
No.
Do you pay your taxes? Do you? Do you keep the law? Do you take the trash that you have for this legal authority in your neighbor's yard? No. My point is this. The Bible says in Romans to be submissive. Oh, I don't even think it says that. The Bible tells us not to rise up against our government. But it tells us to pray for people who are in charge. So I will. And we will. But do you suppose Moses or even Jesus prayed for Herod? Or Moses prayed for Pharaoh? That he would have a change of heart? Or that Herod would have a change of heart? You think John the Baptist, even though he called him a brood of vipers, do you think he prayed for the leaders?
Yeah.
I think so. I think so very much so. But let's get to Copenhagen. What's going to happen is you got Company A and you got Company B. Company A, does not pollute as much as Company B. So Company B pollutes a lot. So in order for Company B to pollute more and to continue to pollute without being shut down, they have to buy what we call a free pass from Company A, who don't pollute at all. So if you don't pollute at all, let's say you get 100 points. But if you pollute, you get 25. For the order to stay in business, you need 50 points.
So company B buys from company A some points, 25 say, now they're 50, and they continue to run. But how much is it? And who owns company A? I mean, if company A is ran by, say, Al Gore, he's going to make some money, right? I'll say so. If anybody's in the chat room, could you please let me know if you can hear me? Because I would hate doing a show for about an hour and can't nobody hear me. So if anybody's in the chat room, please let me know. I have one person in here. This show, by the way, is, announce it. I just did it in the last 30 minutes. I said, I'm going to do a show. Sometimes the prompting of the Holy Spirit, sometimes he puts those interests in you, those wills to want to do a show, and I get up and do a show. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Join me, Phil Armstrong, on Blog Talk Radio to discuss end time events, the line of Jesus Christ's second coming, earthquakes, pestilence, the mark of the beast technology, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dividing of Jerusalem, and much more. Join us for our action-packed information that will keep you informed so you can be ready for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, join us on Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Once again, the God of eternal life, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
If anybody can hear me in the chat room, please let me know if you can hear me, because I don't want to be doing a show and all y'all hear is commercials. And this is sort of a show for me. I didn't make it out of a test show, but this is sort of a test show. It's the first of the year. I'm going to be getting going on these shows and trying to do a professional show instead of just throwing things together, which is kind of like I did tonight. But this is, once again, a practice show. Hopefully my mic is working. If not, then I will be happy if somebody come into the chat room and let me know if they can hear me. But the president's approval rating is pretty much going down and down. His approval rating is not too good. And the only way you can get approval rating up is a war or some type of a terrorist attack. And if you can't get a terrorist attack, you're going to have it's going to be detrimental to be reelected, so pretty much so there's going to be something that's going to bring up his approval rating. Is that speculation? Yeah, you can probably say that's speculation. Should I be doing it? It's fun. I can do it. But let's listen to this from a guy that's very wise in his ways. He's a very wise guy. Let's go ahead and listen.
In satisfaction of what is called, coyly, climate death, because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't, and we've been screwing up the climate. We haven't been screwing up the climate, but that's the last. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. How many of you think that the word election or democracy or vote or ballot occurs anywhere in the 200 pages of that treatise. Quite right, it doesn't appear. So at last, the communists who piled out of the Berlin Wall and into the environmental movement and took over Greenpeace so that my friends who founded it left within a year because they'd captured it. Now the apotheosis is at hand. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world. You have a president who has very strong sympathies with that point of view. He's going to sign. He'll sign anything. He's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Of course he is.
That was Lord Monchon. I don't know about how to pronounce his name. It's my name. But I'm going to go ahead and say the next part.
And the trouble is this. If that treaty is signed, your constitution says that it takes precedence over your constitution. And you can't resile from that treaty unless you get the agreement of all the other states' parties. And because you'll be the biggest paying country, they're not going to let you out. So, thank you, America. You were the beacon of freedom to the world. It is a privilege merely to stand on this soil of freedom while it is still free. But in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. And neither you nor any subsequent government you may elect will have any power whatsoever to take it back again. That is how serious it is. I have read the treaty. I've seen this stuff about government and climate debt and enforcement. They are going to do this to you, whether you like it or no. But I think it is here, here in your great nation, which I so love and I so admire. It is here that perhaps at this 11th hour, at the 59th minute and the 59th second, you will rise up and you will stop your president from signing that dreadful treaty. Purposeless treaty, for there is no problem with the climate, and even if there were, economically speaking, there's nothing we can do about it. So I end by saying to you the words that Winston Churchill addressed to your president in the darkest hour before the dawn of freedom in the Second World War. He quoted from your great poet Longfellow, "Sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate." Thank you.
Lord Monson, he was talking about the Copenhagen conference that you had over in Denmark, and he was saying that even if the United States wanted to get out of this the treaty that they're probably going to sign one of these days, it would take all the nations to vote the United States out. And if the United States is the strongest one, or the most powerful, or the most richest, what makes you think they're going to let them out of the scheme like that? It's like letting a gambler, or encouraging a gambler with the most money to leave the casino. Okay? Because he, you know. But the United States is getting set up every which way to lose. And the most of the time, the domestic enemy is within us. There was one politician who says, "I looked in the mirror and saw the enemy, and it was me." And that's what it is. See, we live in a country where in the United States military, you raise your right hand to protect the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And then on Capitol Hill, we as soldiers, of course, we get raises by most of the time the Republican president, and in return, though, we can't double dip, and we do more for the country, to me, than these senators do.
Because these senators are not even reading legislation. Heck, at least the generals in the chain of command in the United States Army, even the captains and the majors, even they study the enemy. Even they know how to go into an area and check out the terrain. I mean, we even do the difficult parts. We send people ahead of the game to scope out the area. At least you can do that with legislation. Send a committee in to read these bills. Read the Patriot Act. Read parts of the Patriot Act. Break it into pieces. I mean, you can get people paying $500 to read it. Get some college students to read it. You know, if you really care about the United States, get somebody to read it. Here's a section here, here's a section here, here's a section here. All y'all need to at least tell us what your section was about. Well, if we do that, we're just going to have a bunch of confusion. If you don't read it, you're not going to understand anything because you didn't read it, and you're going to have a whole range of confusion. We can't read everything. Remember that guy on Michael Moore? The senator, I forgot his name, black guy. We can't read all of that information. Can you imagine what would happen if we read all of it? Yeah, we might save the country. That's just like me having a class and don't read the book. At least I can skim over the book. I mean, some of y'all, and the thing is, what they do most of the time is they'll hold the legislation up until 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody's sleeping, and you know that ain't nobody gonna want to read it. And then they try to pass it that night, or that morning, or the clock is wrong. We need to discuss this. So now you can only discuss the skeleton. Okay, here's a few things that might be in this bill or in this legislation, so now let's discuss it. Oh, now you expected us to come up. This is what he should have been saying. And pass this bill without reading it. We don't owe it. We owe it to the American people to at least delay it. Yeah, take the legislation and don't pass it. Or we must pass the $700 billion package. We must pass the $700 billion package for the nation. Markets will collapse. Oh yeah, where's the tarp money? We don't know where it's at. We lost the $700 billion in 30 weeks that we said we needed to find. And we said that we needed it or the market will crash. Who got the money? You know what it says on President Truman's death of buck stop theory? Well, it starts at a bomb and it goes out and it never returns. So he should put a little thing on his desk saying, the buck starts here and it keeps on going right out of my hand. And somebody else's hand, I just don't know who it is. We are a nation, a debtor nation. While the deficits go up, we owe lots and lots and lots and lots of money to people. And we just can't help ourselves. We gotta see it. Then we're gonna raise the cap so we can spend more and pass this draconian health beer bill beard. Who did that come from? Pass this health bill that wants to pay for abortion. Oh, by the way, the other way, we actually funding Chinese abortions too. Since Obama took over, we can't spend money to get out of this problem. We cannot spend, even China has said America, get a hold of yourself. You're gonna spend this health care. That's like the camel. That's like the straw that broke the camel's back. You put one more straw on the collapse. We cannot afford to do this. And it is a lie. All of this is a lie. The Copenhagen Treaty that they're trying to get passed is trying to me, my thought is to redistribute the wealth. So in punishing richer nations, so the poorer nations can be richer. So it's redistributing wealth. To me, any type of legislation you find that has money involved and it is taken out of one person to give to another, I don't mind that. But redistribution of wealth could be overtures that you send to the Palestinian state to keep their mouth shut. You just redistribute a $30 million. I don't care for $30 million. That's $30 million. I don't have $30 million. I rarely make $30,000 sometimes. But you give the Palestinian state $30,000, $30 million, when you holler about food stamps. People need to find a job. So give them a job. Stop outsourcing the job and give them a doggone job. That is true. Stop outsourcing the doggone job. If you stop outsourcing the doggone job, everything will be all doggone fine then. Everything will be pretty much fine then. I'm going to be, I don't even know if the microphone works. I don't have anybody in the chat room. So when this happens, I actually have to go over to the page that the show is on and actually listen to the show and see if I can hear myself, because for some strange reason, I don't have confidence that this microphone is on. But so bear with me, I can't chew gum and walk at the same time. So hopefully it doesn't seem like I'm stuttering. So if anybody is even close to the chat room, by all means, let me know if you can hear me. I would never have a show on Saturdays for some strange reason. There are many shows that come on Saturdays. And like I said, I don't know if my show is even on. It says it's on. I'm finna do it, so hopefully I'm gonna be discreet. You hear that? I'm gonna see if I can hear myself. If I can't hear myself, the show is over. Okay, I can't. Actually, the special effects was on. I apologize for that. Hopefully I don't have to cancel the whole show.
My show is on.
Okay, so yeah, the only problem was echo was on. So I'm pretty much not happy about that. So I'm probably going to listen to the show, and if it's worth keeping, I'll keep it. If it's not worth keeping, I won't keep it. But I'm going to take a break soon as I get back to my switchboard, and then after I come back, I'm going to talk about some different issues that has been bothering me in these last days. So I'll be back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same? Because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey, everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong, and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, the Middle East peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like the end time generation that we live in, because we are living in the final days. So join us on the Prophecy Zone.
We're back. I'd like to apologize for the echo. I didn't even know it was on, and it was not even on that loud, and it was pretty much echoing. So, like I said, I'd like to apologize for that. I'm going to have to listen to the show and see if I'm even going to keep this show, but things happen sometimes for a reason. We are getting on the major stations some coverage on the Copenhagen conference that took place last week. But the coverage was not honest coverage. But on Fox, there was some honest coverage. Of course, maybe the Fox owners, who are probably still in bondage to the globalists, has and will shed light on some truth. But I think the owners of Fox, thinks that a little bit more truth won't hurt their form of reality, which is false or falsehood. Sometimes reality is more stranger than fiction, especially in the globalist arena. They think blue is green and cold is hot. It's like 1984. These minions that are controlling our world think that their mess don't stink and everybody else's mess stink, and the thing that made the very mess in the toilet is our form of waste, but their form of gold. They think everything that we do is just a pure waste, but not yet they can go and waste things like life, sending our boys and girls to war, killing off our babies, slowly killing us, and what they hold as valuable, we hold as crazy. we think they're crazy. The people who study the globalists, we think they're crazy. But hey, at least they got somewhat of a heart. Right? They put 9/11 at 8 o'clock in the morning, and for some strange reason, the building wasn't filled. So I guess they have some form of compassion, right? Well, we're going to take another break, and I'll be right back.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about the Copenhagen conference that just took place with all the world leaders and what they discussed and what they came up with. We're also going to be talking about President Obama's approval rating, how he's doing, Congress's job performance rating. They're doing a terrible job, should we say. And we will also talk about the Middle East and the soon coming war.
I hit the wrong button on that one. That was my accent, my introduction. That's what I'm ironing out. The things that is not going to be here when the show starts in January. I'm ironing out hitting the wrong button. And I'm also ironing out kids sneaking downstairs. Of course, it's only 8:36, but he knows I was doing a show. And I'm like, what are you doing down here? He's like, Daddy. I was like, hand signals, get back upstairs. I mean, because these kids seem, just like when you get on the phone, and kids ain't been messing with you the whole time. And then when you get on the phone, you know that commercial, mom, dad, I mean, your timing can't be any perfect. I mean, it's like they wake up out of their sleep. You know how the Frankenstein wake his eyes up like real quick, and then they come and bother you? Well, that's my kids. And they're perfect timing, especially the two-year-old. He knows exactly when to cry when the show is on. It's like 3, 2, 1. Yeah, but I love them. I love them. I wanted to show y'all. When my show starts in January, I'm going to have live. So when you live video feed, so when you're on my page, you can actually click off, and hopefully Blog Talk Radio people won't get mad. But you can click off and go and watch me, and I'm going to be showing like pictures and videos of my family and of course, videos of news like President Obama or World War, you know, or Iran or missiles and all kinds of stuff. You're going to be able to see, you know, videos. You're going to be able to see my ugly face, of course. And I want to show y'all this kid that was throwing a temper tantrum because his brother he had some cameras in his room, and then he went and told his mom on him, and then she took his phone, and he came in the room, shut the door, and he threw a temper tantrum. And my daughter showed me that, and it was the funniest thing in the world. And I wish I could find millions of videos that I can show y'all like that. I mean, this kid was the epitome of Thessalonians, 2:3, when he talks about the last generation and how people will be disrespectful to parents. I mean, this kid was throwing a heck of a temper tantrum. I mean, if he was to get an award, if they were to give an award out for performance that was unknown by the performer, he should get the reward. I mean, this kid was just tripping. And then he had another video where something happened, and his family was in the driveway, and he comes out and he bashes the truck. Now, oh yeah, that's right. They bought him a new truck, and they were just trying to be funny, and they bought him this old truck, and the family is pretty much well off. So they bought him this ugly truck, and he took a baseball. He went to the garage, he took a baseball bat. And it was so hilarious that the family was actually laughing at him. And the mom was laughing, but she wasn't laughing in a way where you'd be like, she ought to be ashamed of herself. She was kind of like laughing because she didn't know what else to do. And I, like I say, when I get in January, you're going to be able to switch over, and I'm going to be talking about the stuff on the radio program simultaneously as I'm showing you and talking to you on the radio program, and you're going to be able to see these things happen. Now, I haven't prayed about the length of time my show is going to be on. I'm thinking 2 hours. And believe it or not, when you're having fun, 2 hours can go very fast. And I also got to worry about my kids in the background, because I really don't mind if they just, as long as they don't start getting an argument upstairs and start beating each other up and stuff like that, I'm good. And I got it under control. My house is pretty much under control, but you never know. Okay. Kids seem, like I said earlier, kids seem to do things when you're not thinking they're going to do it. But I'm not going to be coming out of nowhere doing a show like tonight. I don't expect nobody to be listening to this show, especially when I have the echo on accidentally. And I had one person in the chat room, and they left. I guess the echo was on too loud for them. But I'm, like I said, I'm going to listen to the show, and I'm going to see how the show is going to turn out. If you listen to some of my earlier shows, I still believe that we are nearing some climaxes in history. Now, we don't know when, but I have a feeling we are. And we don't know when Israel's going to hit Iran. We just don't have a clock or crystal ball. Oh, none of us are truly, truly prophets like Ezekiel and Isaiah and Joel. Now, some of us have our prophets, but a lot of the prophets today are not going to tell you the sky is falling. Isn't that kind of weird? And I must pause. But isn't that kind of weird? All the prophets like to tell you that you're going to walk on water tomorrow. But no one is a gloom and doomer. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Because if I'm not mistaken, almost every prophet of the past, from John the Baptist all the way back, told us the sky was falling. Now, they also told us that the God of the universe was all that in the factory of chips plus all the potatoes in the world, and that this God was most powerful, almighty God that controlled everything. And if you were to fall into problems, like a big bear is going to eat you, God has you dead or alive. He is the God of the dead and the living. But he's mostly the God of the living, because none of his people are dead. So before we go off looking for prophets to tell us that the sun is going to be shining every day for the next 10 years, you might want to say, well, I don't think so. Let me go read my Bible and let me decipher it for myself. Because I think the true prophets today will be telling us that you might want to watch out, buddy. We're headed for some rough times, but none of them ever do. None of them do. Everybody's got good news. And even in Isaiah, it talks about when the prophets say, all is well. But it isn't. And the thing is, once the United States moves out of the number one position, I think the world will never be the same. The United States had a way of keeping the peace at a time in history. And we were blessed by God. We had reasonable faculties up in our brains until we became very cheap in the last 100 years. We've always been cheap because we already had secret societies running us. We just had a lot less secret societies when the presidency began. Okay? But God bless everybody out there. I'm going to take a station break. We'll be right back.
Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning, America. Warning, America's habit forming. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Okay, we're back. And we got about 11 minutes left. So the show will be starting in early January with hopefully my ums are gone out of my vocabulary. And I'll also be inviting people from Blog Talk Radio to join us. The show will be much organized. I will know exactly what I'm going to talk about. I normally lean on the Holy Spirit to tell, you know, sort of guide me. Some of the time he doesn't because it's just a matter of what I'm talking about, which is, for instance, my kids. He didn't tell me to go and talk about my kids. Sometimes God gives you the chance to do what you're going to do, and hopefully you get back on track and continue the mission of spreading his word. So when I'm talking about President Obama, God does not want me to dog out the President of the United States every 5 minutes. That is not my job. But at the same time, if I went over to my mom's house drunk and throwing up all over the place, don't you think she's going to call her sister and say, this boy threw up, but she still loves me, right? Well, I ain't saying I love Obama, but at the same time, if the president is doing something awkward and stupid, we need to bring it to the light. And I'll tell you in a heartbeat when I do something stupid. Like, the reason why I know that the country is heading in the wrong direction, because I've been there, done that. You could take a family of 7 and compare it to a country. Because if I go out and borrow money, because we're behind on the bills, instead of budgeting it out and calling the bill collectors, we're in trouble. Instead of raising my doggone borrowing cap like the Congress just did so they can pass this health care reform or bill or garbage, whatever you want to call it, that finances abortions. Oh, I just love killing babies. My mouth is watering because I kill babies. I mean, what good is it to keep? I mean, come on, man. To finance abortions because women have the. Nah, I ain't gonna even touch that one because somebody might find out where I live, break my windows. But I do believe that we kind of twisted on that subject. I think lady who feels bad about having an abortion really should be, you should really have some feelings for her. But a woman who just like, oh, I got some extra time now, you know. But if that same lady comes back 3 or 4 years later and say, you know what, man, I should have never done that. Then I can say, yeah, but I am 100% against abortion. But what I'm about to say might shock you. I look at the glass half full on every circumstances. So if a woman comes to me and say, you know, I'm sorry for having an abortion, you know what I tell her? Her child is in heaven. Because the Bible says that very few will get into heaven as far as the whole total population of the whole world. So if it was 30 billion people or let's say 6 billion here, 7 billion here, and then another 7 billion, so 14 billion people that was on the face of the earth, and it says broad is the way that leads to destruction and many find it, narrow is the way that leads to life and few find it. If those percentages were that high, why would I want my kid to come on this earth and make that decision to go to hell for eternity? I think it gets really touchy and really sentimental when we talk like I'm talking now. But for a woman who is sorry for her abortion, she gets saved and she believes in Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, she's going to see that baby again. But see, my friend Ronald, I ain't going to say his name, but my friend died at 20 years old. Another friend died at 20. A couple of my friends died at 20. That was in the lucky number, I guess, unlucky number. And please don't get me wrong when I say this, but the circumstances that the four were in at the time of death. And according to the Bible, broad is the way, narrow is the way that leads to life, broad is the way that leads to destruction, then at least one of those out of the three went to heaven or could go to heaven. But the circumstances that they were in didn't merit that. So had their mom, and I'm not trying to be mean or nothing when I say this, and please don't write me and say you're terrible, but for the aborted babies, they don't have to come into this world and make a decision to ignore Jesus. And see, in this world, it's very complicated to take your eyes off of Egypt after you've been in Egypt. And you've been in your comfort zone. And what did it say in Romans chapter 1, verse 16? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the gift, for it is salvation to the whole world. I am not ashamed of the gospel. But the reason why Paul said that, because people will be ashamed of the gospel. So the world is pulling on us. That's why in John 2:15 it says, love not the world or the things in the world. See, God knew that this people will be attracted to this world system. And the only way for you to break this world system is to your eyes to be removed, the scales to come off your eyes, because it says in 1 Corinthians that Satan has blinded the eyes of men. So in order to see, we have to come into the light. And God is light. Jesus is light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word is light. It's a lamp to our feet. The Holy Ghost comes and gives us vision so we can see. So we can see the truth. And the truth will let us free. So if we're going to come on this earth and be born, it says in Proverbs that we shall be sorrowful when somebody is born and be happy when they leave. Now I am 100% against abortion. But if the abortion goes through, I can say these kids are in heaven. It's, some of y'all, and when you have these talk shows and you have these radio shows, people are very sensitive to what you're saying. People are so sensitive and walking on pins and needles that truth can evade you because the world, the United States and the rest of the world have become a bunch of sensitive people. Everything can rattle your fence. But you go talk to somebody who gets their fence rattled, then they'd be in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force, Marines, cussing like a bunch of sailors. Oh, you really offended me when you told me this and this, but you catch them weekend at the bar cussing like a bunch of sailors. So everybody's once, oh, you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings because I told you your breath stinks. You should love me for that. Because you would have been going around all the family members, and the joke would have been your breath stinks. Oh, that hurts. Well, brush your teeth, dental floss, and make sure you got a bowel movement, and you won't have that problem. And I'm being funny. My wife had to tell me. And I guess you get your feelings hurt temporarily. And I mean that somewhere else. Like you spend too much money. Or, you know, tell my daughter, you need to comb your hair. My wife might tell me, you need to do this and you need to do that. Or, you know, vice versa. But on my shows, I would not be so random. Some shows I would just be random. Sometimes I would just leave what I'm talking about and go to something else. So I'm going to be doing a few more shows before the end of this year. And then I'm going to start in January, sometime January 10th or 11th, and start doing shows weekly, Thursdays and Sundays at 7 o'clock both days, 7 p.m. And then I have other shows that I'm going to be doing. It's called Zomega Radio, Zomega 2. I haven't settled with a name. I already have a website called ZomegaRadio.com, but it's not ready yet, so please don't go to it. So God bless everybody out there. I'm in with a few files, but God bless you, and y'all have a wonderful day. And if I don't see y'all by Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless.